Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're reflecting on the aftermath, hurricane that swept through Central Florida, our home base of operations here. We managed to recover fine, didn't lose power, nothing. It was no big deal for us. And I thought it was. It has obviously been an issue that has, we've had to deal with. We had to prep in case we were going to get whacked pretty good here in Central Florida. Now, the Bahamas it went right over top of them. But as we heard from the dive guy, Neil Watson, in Hour 1, the reports are good. All the big dive operators have fared fairly well, and they're back in operation. We are going to try to connect with Stewart Cove and possibly Linda from Unexo this hour. Two other big operators there in the islands, and get a firsthand report. We'll see how that unfolds. You know, they're still working through some infrastructure issues like phone lines and things like that, but they seem to be doing pretty well, and we're going to try to connect if we can.
Stewart had some cool videos on Facebook. Did you see him?
Yeah, he was broadcasting live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Through the internet, and so obviously they didn't lose their internet there in Nassau. That was one of the prime locations where the storm was most intense. So that's good to see. And like I said, he's taking divers out tomorrow that are stopping off in Nassau for a cruise ship. So we're going to try to connect with him. And like I said, Unexo is the other one in Freeport. I know they took a pretty good hit with the storm as well, but we're going to try to find out how they fare. But overall, the operators have done good, and that's a good sign and good thing to hear. And if you got some plans to go dive in the Bahamas, you don't need to change them. You just need to check with that operator in advance. Make sure they can get you out there to where you want to go, see their world-class diving reefs and things like that as well. And if you don't have any plans to go there, maybe you want to hop on a plane and head over there now, because this sounds like it could be a primo time to get out there and experience some of this stuff and get a pretty good deal and have the boat to yourself, because the amount of people that are diving over there is fairly low typically this time of year. And after a hurricane, you know, most people have made some changes in their plans, and you could have the reef to yourself.
I bet the bugs are crawling.
Oh my gosh!
Think about
it.
Yeah.
I never thought we got to call our lobster guru down there in South Florida to find out what's going on. We definitely may need to do that.
Do it.
All right. So, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Phil Narcosis, is with us via the web. Also, we're joined by Eric Douglas now. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Oh, doing great. Doing great, Greg.
Yes. So
I'm glad to hear you're up and operational.
Yes, me too. I'm glad we didn't get whacked by this storm and it created some problems. Because, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got some stuff to prepare for. The DEMA show is just a month away. You know, middle of November, we're going to be in Vegas. I'll be doing my first dive after open heart surgery. Eric's going to be there. Jerry's going to be there. We're going to have a big crew of people and create a photo op there at the Go Dive Now pool. Also, we got some big plans to involve everybody to be my buddy on my first dive after open heart surgery. And to help me share some of this information, or at least talk about the plan that we have in development over the next week or so. Hopefully next Saturday we'll have all the details. Is our buddy Rick from Vivid Picks Software. Rick, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Awesome, Greg. How are you?
I am good. I have not been blown away due to this hurricane. So, as we recover from the nonsense and the distraction that it caused here in Orlando. You know, I have a lot to be grateful for, including getting back to diving. Now I can get back focused on our plans for DEMA. Are you excited about this or what, Rick? What do you think?
You bet. Well, first off, I'm glad you're well. And for those people who are out and about and either A, still going through some mess out there, and or B, the folks who are still picking up from the messages happened, thoughts and prayers are with you.
Absolutely.
So, looking forward to DEMA.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Now, Vivid Pick software, if you're not familiar with this, is kind of cool because you can download this app on your phone, Android or iPhone, and enhance your pictures specifically, not just for land, base pictures on top of the water, but below the water, which really makes it truly unique. Right, Rick?
You bet. Yeah, we've got various softwares, whether it be for scuba, land and sea, or restore for old pictures, and it works on Mac, on Windows, and on iOS, Apple as well.
Yeah, you go to vivid-pix.com and get all the details right there. But one of the cool things that we're working on, we're still working out the plan here. But we're going to work with our friends from Vivid Pix, and they're going to set up a little program that we think will benefit Dive Heart, which is appropriate because it's going to be my first dive after open heart surgery at the DEMA show. And we're going to do
Absolutely.
A little program with them where you can download the software, get your picture, and be my buddy for my first dive. So whether you can join us in Vegas or not, you might be able to participate in this thing. Because, look, the whole idea here is not that it's just my first dive after open heart surgery. It's the fact that I can still dive. You know, despite the challenges that you encounter in your world, in your life, in your bubble, don't let that keep you from doing your favorite thing. Yeah, Eric can back me up on this as well because he went through this process even before I did. Am I right, Eric, or what?
Hey, brother, you're singing the song. I'm with you 100% on that one. There, you can't let anything slow you down, much less something simple like open heart surgery.
Yes, yeah, simple, exactly. but the thing is, you know, I was thinking, what could we do to make this a kind of warm and fuzzy thing? And I'm thinking, Dive Heart. Hey, how better can it be? Because, you know, the Jim and the gang at Dive Heart, their organization is designed to, basically with people with physical challenges, whether it's from an accident or they were born with these challenges from day one, they take them out and they show them that they can dive, and you'd think, eh, there's no way they could do this, but they do, and it's an amazing organization, and I thought this might tie in well. So we're kind of connecting some dots here a little bit where people can participate in my first dive after open heart surgery, and if they can't be there in person with us in Vegas, well, they can do it virtually via the web and our friends from Vivid Pix. I think this is going to work. What do you think, Rick? You like the idea?
I love the idea. Obviously, Dive Heart, Jim, the team are just doing great, great work to help people enjoy life, experience life, and to blow bubbles and really feel the weightlessness that our world underwater provides us. And any way that we can help to provide a couple extra pennies for them to be able to get those people in the water, we want to be able to do. We love supporting people who are doing good.
Absolutely. It's good stuff. And like I said, we'll share all the details hopefully next Saturday on the show. We're working them out, all the logistics and things right now, but it'll be good stuff. But once again, the Vivid Pix software, everybody's using these more and more where they're just, instead of spending big bucks on a, you know, on an underwater camera or even a GoPro, the new thing is, or one of the big things is you just take your phone, like an iPhone, put a housing on it, like one of these Lenzo things, which is one of these housings that you can actually put your iPhone in or a similar device, and take it underwater just like you were using it topside, which is what people are doing more. Just like for Hurricane Matthew, you see all these selfies, you see all these videos, and they're not wasting time with another camera. They're just taking their phone down with them. You could do this and then have the software of Vivid Pix on there to enhance those photos, especially underwater. The underwater photos, you know, the iPhones and stuff aren't really made to take good photos underwater. So what is it doing it exactly there, Rick? Is it just some kind of cool algorithm that's specifically tailored to underwater photography or what?
Yeah, we actually do a couple of things. First off, light, as you go underwater, is filtered, and you start losing the colors of light as you go deeper and deeper. So, as you're saying, is that the cell phones and or other types of cameras, as you're taking pictures, you lose that color, that clarity, that sharpness that we love when we're underwater. And we have an algorithm in order to be able to look at the picture and say, well, we think you could improve your picture, and we give you a 9-up screen in order to be able to choose, you're able to choose which of the pictures look best to you. And then you're able to fine-tune after that. We actually, within the iPhone app, you're able to fix blue water, green water, like from lakes or up in the Netherlands and the like, and really make those pictures and those colors pop.
Nice. Vivid-Pix.com. Check it out there, or just look in the App Store. You can find it. Yeah, P-I-X. There you go. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Eric Douglas, Jerry the Diver Guy, Phil Narcosis on via the web. And now we have connected via telephone, plain old telephone technology, with Stuart Cove in the Bahamas. Stuart, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, man, doing all right.
So you've weathered the storm fine from what I see on online with the Facebook videos, which you did great hosting those, by the way, Stuart. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm just tired. You know, it was a freaking brutal storm.
Yeah.
We rode it out on our boat. I live on a boat, and that was the best.
Really? Crazy, so but you actually stayed on the boat there for the storm, did you?
I did.
Wow.
Did. It was something that I won't do again until the next hurricane.
Okay, well, till the next hurricane. He's an adventurer that way. You know, he can tell people what not to do. Leave the difficult and crazy stuff to Stuart, whether it's doing shark dives and all this.
What I say, not as I do.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so we've seen the videos. You guys got blown around quite a bit. But as I mentioned earlier with the dive god Neil Watson, you fared quite well, and you didn't have much structural damage to your dive operation. Am I right there, Stuart, or what?
Well, all our boats are fine. We got our generator running at the dive shop. The compressor's running. We lost a couple buildings at the dive shop.
But okay.
They're not critical to the operation.
Yeah.
We're going to be fully operational on Monday, and we're running boats in Nassau Harbor for the cruise ship tomorrow.
Right. Well, yeah, Neil had told us that. So as far as what has been affected, I mean, do they have power on the island and you're just running on or don't have power and you're running on generator, or does most of the area have power, or what's going on?
No, and there's spotty power. There's two power plants on the island, one in the middle of town, and that one's operational.
Mm-hmm.
But the main power plant is not operational at this time.
Yeah. Which one powers the casino? I'm guessing that one got priority. Am I wrong or what?
Well, I think they got their own generator.
Well, exactly. They would never let the power go down at those slot machines. Trust me, I know. I've made many deposits every time I've went over there. But that's just what you do. You got to support the local economy somehow. All right. So, but the diving is good. Have you been out to the reef since the storm or what?
No, I haven't. We sent a crew out today to inspect the power plant, Derek, and the visibility was real low. But I could see good visibility about a half a mile offshore.
Okay.
And I think tomorrow's going to be really good.
Got it. All right. And it usually takes a couple days when things get stirred up like that anyway. So that would make sense. So maybe today or tomorrow they'll have some good diving for some of those cruise ship passengers. What about the sharks? Have you had any updates on the shark sites that you have over there off of Nassau or what?
Well, the sharks are going to be just fine. You know, they can dive down deep.
Yeah. Well, they're out of harm's way for sure, no doubt. Now, I did read something online that some of the movie sets got blown away. Were you talking about that at the dive shop, or that wasn't underwater, though, right?
No, that was the dive shop movie set.
Okay. So just what, they got blown around and blown into the water or something, or what are we talking about?
They got blown across the road.
Okay. So they just got moved slightly.
They got moved. But I got some clients that have... Shit Hot Construction guys, and they're going to come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And along with my guys, we're going to frickin' rebuild.
Excellent. All right.
And but our main shop and everything is in one piece.
Good.
But it was, you know, the amazing thing, that was a nasty, nasty storm.
Yeah.
And we don't have any injuries or loss of life in the Bahamas.
Well, that's what counts. Exactly. I mean, obviously, we don't want to hear about any structural stuff either. But, of course, human life comes first and all that kind of stuff. So it's good to hear that for sure. You guys are, you know, you're used to dealing with this stuff every now and then. I mean, this one was pretty intense. How would you rate it as far as, like, the last 5 years? Was this probably the biggest one you've dealt with personally in quite some time for the islands or what?
This is the biggest one I've ever dealt with.
Wow,
I mean,
okay.
This is way up there on my list.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We did have some good news. We had, I guess, some cat was freaking out and had her kittens in one of our little buildings. So now we have a bunch of little kittens that we have to bottle feed.
Ah, okay. Well, maybe if some diver comes over there, they can take one home with them. I'm sure there's some legality issues there. But yeah, there's always a good side to all this stuff. It brings out the best of us, or, you know, kittens out of a pregnant cat. God bless them. All right. Well, it's good stuff. Well, Stuart, great to hear you're doing well. I look forward to seeing you at DEMA. This hasn't derailed your plans for Vegas in November, I assume. Am I right?
Oh, you're right. You know, I would never miss DEMA. That is so crucial to our business.
Absolutely.
You know, every dive business needs to go to DEMA.
Yeah. And by the way, have you heard from some of your fellow operators there in the Bahamas, I assume, too? Are you getting pretty much the same type of thing? Most of them have done quite well, or what?
Yeah, I think Nassau took the brunt of the storm, and Freeport took it pretty badly too. But I understand UNESCO's up and running.
Good.
And the rest of the operators are doing well.
Good. Yeah, we're going to plan. We're planning to try to call Linda there at UNESCO here next, and just get a firsthand report. Because yeah, I heard they took a lot of wind there as well. So we'll see what's going on with her. But Stuart, we're glad you're well. Say hi to all the critters down there, and Liz and all the guys, all the gang. And we wish you the best, and look forward to seeing you in Vegas next month, my friend.
Okay, buddy. I always appreciate it, and thanks to all your guys there in the studio.
You got it. No problem. Stuart Cove from Stuart Cove's Dive Bahamas, stuartcoves.com. You can go there and go diving. I mean, obviously, he's open for business. That's a good sign, guys. You ready to go or
I'm
what?
I'm ready.
Are you?
Sharks.
What do you mean, sharks?
Sharks.
Sharks.
I'm going to go see some sharks.
Yeah, you know, I didn't ask him what movie sets got blown across the road, but, you know, they have these little things. I mean, Stuart is like the dive operator to the stars. And so when Hollywood comes calling for an underwater film shoot, they go to Stuart. So I'm not sure what exactly got blown away that was part of a movie set, but I guess we'll save
maybe
that
just
for
moved or.
Well, it did. It got moved across the street. He said it got blown across the street, whatever that was.
Oh, topside. I thought you meant underwater.
No, underwater. They get the Bond wrecks and
that's what
cool
I thought
stuff.
You were talking about.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked him, was it underwater or below or above? And he said it was above. So something at the dive shop got moved. But that just makes it something fresh. Give it a fresh look, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm going to apologize in advance because I just heard that the Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor has just checked in with Bubble Boy from a hurricane party that evidently he says is still going on. Is that right?
Yes, that is absolutely right, Greg.
All right. So I guess we're going to have to take his call or let him in.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
I don't know if it is. It's usually not. But when would we start doing the right thing?
Exactly.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about better things, like how the Bahamas have fared Hurricane Matthew. Now, Linda from UNESCO has gotten tied up with us, but we couldn't connect with her. But we do got Willie Klein, who is a spokesperson for the Bahamas, also works with DEMA and the DEMA board. And Willie, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Man, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, no problem. Now, I know you have been talking to all the dive operators and trying to feed the media accordingly. First of all, UNESCO, they have done okay, according to Stuart and what you've heard as well, right, in Freeport?
Yeah, I spoke to Linda not just minutes ago, and she apologized for not being available, but she says that they'll be running their boats on Monday.
Excellent.
I know Stuart was just on, and they're going to be running some boats starting tomorrow and then on throughout the week. And I'll be glad to run through the islands if you want real quick.
Yes, definitely. Let's start. Well, give me a couple now, and then we'll carry you through and finish it up.
You got it. Harbor Island, which is off of Eleuthera, Valentine's Dive Operation, will be up and running on normal when they're ready to reopen. A lot of our resorts this time of year and dive operators shut down for the month of October, so many of them are already shut down.
Right.
So that made it much easier for the whole dealing with the hurricane. But we heard from Club Med down at San Salvador. Sea Safari's the dive operator there. Susan DeCano, they're up and running just fine.
Good.
We've heard from Dan at Sea Dragon Live Aboard. We've heard at Aquacat, Bruce, Blackbeard, Capilau. They're all going to be running just fine. I heard through a third party, I haven't heard directly, that the Aggressor Bahamas is going to be running just fine. In the Abacos, we got checked in from Brindle's Dive Time Abaco, Froggies, and Dive Guana all are unscathed, and we're operating normally as of tomorrow or even Monday.
Perfect. All right, Willie, hold on. Let me take a quick break. We will be back with more reports live from the Bahamas next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Willie Klein on the phone with me. He has been talking with everybody from the Bahamas, kind of acting as a conduit through the... through the internet and Facebook and all his contacts in the Bahamas to make sure the media knows what's going on. And so we ran through just about all of them, didn't we, Willie? Did we cover all of them as far as how they
fare? Three or four more quick ones.
Yeah.
Andros, Small Hope Bay, Jeff, they're good. Tiama Resort down south is great. Bimini's up great because you already talked to Neil. Exuma is good. And the last one we heard from Stella Moore is down in Long Island. And they're all going to be operational and open when their season starts. So
perfect.
It was a rough one, but I think through experience and being prepared, we came out pretty well on the other side.
Yes, well, that's good to hear. Now, did anybody really suffer something so bad that, oh my God, it's the end of the world kind of thing, or is that pretty much everyone?
You know, that's everyone. I know that the eye of the hurricane went right over West in Grand Bahama, but there's technically not a dive operator there. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, there may be certain places in the country that got hit really hard. We just were very fortunate that there might not have been a dive operation there. And, today and the next couple of days in the Bahamas, if anybody online listening has a vacation plan, just call the dive operator and make confirm that, or email them, just confirm that everything's good to go and that the hotel's going to be good and all that when you arrive. It's
right.
Only just usually the first few days after an event like this, you have to even worry about that.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, a lot of the operators are running tomorrow. So go figure.
Yeah,
exactly. What, 2 days? And,
in the Abacos, they're running today, actually.
Well, there you go. Okay, cool. Well, that is great news, and it's very good to hear. And, unfortunately, with the news media, especially the mainstream news media, when you see these video clips of roofs being blown off and, it just has the stamp of, oh, it's the Bahamas, people,
exactly.
Freak out. And
Greg,
so sad.
People want to have the most accurate information, the Bahamas.com, which is the government site, or BahamasDiving.com, which is the VDA site. Either one of them will have updates if there's anything relevant that needs to be communicated.
Right. Well, Willie, I appreciate the update, and there you go. And I'll let you get back to it and make sure you're informing the rest of the media as well. But I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in Vegas at DEMA next month.
See you
okay?
In a few weeks, Greg.
You got it, buddy. There you go. Willie Klein, spokesperson for the Bahamas Diving Association, the Bahamas Ministry, also DEMA. He just does everything. Definitely in the know. All right. So I hate to take such a drastic segue, but I see he's here, Bubble Boy. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I did not lock the door. I'm so
all
sorry.
All right. Jerry the Diver Guy is online with us. Eric is with us, too. But Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has just walked in. I think he's coming from a hurricane.
Hell party. Yeah.
What are you doing here, man?
Hey, man. I'm happy to see everybody. Whether the storm being blown around by Matthew McConaughey.
What?
All right, all right. All right, Hurricane Matthew McConaughey.
What are you doing here? Were you having a hurricane party?
You know what I was doing?
I don't know. What were you doing?
Right in the storm.
Waiting
for the fallout.
Yeah. Well, it's been a week. I came back from Alaska.
You guys are doing okay? Everything looks good?
Everything is,
Hey, now.
You know
Studio's
what?
Still here.
I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but we almost had a real-life Sharknado.
What are you, I guess you could have.
I did not see any sharks,
similar.
Thank God, flying around.
You didn't.
But if there ever was going to be a Sharknado,
that would have been it.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay. Well, hey. I thought you were going to be talking about Bubble
Boy. What are these little tiny bagpipes?
That's a Peter Parka.
Small, medium.
Yep. Small, medium.
They look like tiny bagpipes, the red plaid.
Yeah, well, it's a Christmas kind of thing that maybe you can relate to.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. I just figured out what it was.
Yeah, it's a Peter
Parker. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
I brought that back from Alaska for Bubble Boy.
This is disgusting.
What do you mean?
This is no place on a dive show.
That should be in every young boy's stocking.
I am outraged. How dare you?
Anyway,
I'm ashamed of both of you.
What about Bubble Boy? You know, you don't get too close to him. You know, he has shingles or he had it. Just
you
recovered
know,
from shingles.
I have a little song, and it's not too early. If you've been to your local home improvement store, it's not too early for Christmas.
Well, yeah. But
have you seen the decorations?
What does that have to do with a song? What do you mean?
I have a song for Jimmy.
Oh, you have a song for Bubble Boy?
To lift his spirits.
To lift his spirits.
So you said he has shingles, right?
Well, grab some of this mermaid rum.
He is recovered from shingles now, I hope. I don't think he still has it. By the way,
take
do you still have
it? Take a drink for both of us,
Jimmy. Yeah, take a big drink.
Oh, yeah.
Save some for
whoa,
me.
Whoa,
it's medicine.
Yeah. Wait,
don't Bogart that rum.
Is he saying, oh, yeah, to the booze, or oh, yeah, I still have shingles? You don't have it anymore, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, I rubbed my face all over your chair there, so let me know in a couple of days.
That is so gross. Mm. I may hurl.
Yeah. Well, that, something made you ill?
Hey.
Wow.
I know.
Do you, want me to bring his spirits up?
Yeah, okay. If you think you can. Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor going to do something?
Yes, I'm going to sing another song.
A song?
Remember I had that hit song that you played before?
Yeah. Yeah.
About smoking a Duba and big boobas.
Yes, that was, well.
Yeah, top 10.
This is just going to be off the cuff.
This is something you just made up
this
before you walked in?
This won't have the production value, but I would be happy to perform it live.
Acapella.
Acapulco.
Okay. Acapulco. I like it.
Ready?
Okay, yep. Hillary Clinton.
Shingle, 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 it's not polite to stare. Hmm. Jimmy's Barry Dingles
what?
Are in his underwear.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I feel so much better.
What does that have
Thank
to do?
You. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Next.
Okay.
I'm going to go soak my face.
Jerry the Diver Guy was not a fan of that Drunken Sailor.
I feel like I'm on The Voice and I'm facing the judges.
Yeah, and he's the
it's
Simon.
It's just so hard to talk, to tap the booba song.
Well, true. You know, it's kind of like
tap,
already.
You had me at tap.
you know, it's a tappy song.
It's a tappy song. Of course it is. Okay.
Hey,
well,
at least I tried.
You tried, I guess. I don't know. What were you trying to do?
I was trying to bring a song to Jimmy's heart. He needs to look inside his heart.
He had to abuse all of us for that?
To warm his
Obviously,
cockles.
God is punishing him because he has sinned. And he's brought this plague upon him.
Uh-huh. Is
it's,
it
it's a
plague?
A horrible plague.
Yeah. Have you had chicken pox when you were a kid?
Blisters and rashes.
If you didn't have chicken pox, he can catch the shingles.
If I did not or if I did.
I believe he had sugar corn pops.
What is the deal, Bubble Boy? If you've had
chicken pox, then you can get the shingles.
Oh, have you had chicken pox?
I think I did.
So that means you can get shingles.
But I also had my tonsils out, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get tonsillitis. So you better check your logic.
Okay. Well, I didn't, if you think of it that way. Oh, boy.
Okay. I don't think that's
Let's just go
solid
to Jerry.
Science.
No, if you have to stay here, just sit there, will you? And be
I'm
quiet.
I'm going to put on this Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
We're see
Jerry,
if this fits.
How did you do during
I'll
the
Mary Jane.
Hurricane Matthew? Did that affect you up in there in the mountains of Virginia? Or were you high and dry?
No, we're sheltered.
Yeah, he had no issues at all. Huh?
We have no issues. Actually, every now and then we do get the winds off and the rain from it. But this time we got nothing.
Yeah. You didn't even break wind in our honor or anything?
I broke wind in Drunken Sailor's honor.
Okay. Hey, now. So,
That was the one cheek sneak.
Just quit it. So has this been, you know, obviously we're in the middle of it in Central Florida where we're based out of, but for someone like you, were you just worried about the people that were in the cone of death, like the Bahamas and us and that kind of thing, or were you paying attention to other things?
You know me. I always worry about my friends. Y'all are just superb down there and a great bunch of people, and I'd hate anything to happen to you all.
Well, I appreciate that. That's all. That's nice. I wonder how many people just said, screw it. I'm going diving. You know, you could have went diving like in the Springs regardless, you know, Devil's Den or one of those places. Were you tempted?
Then I'd feel bad because I haven't got you.
Okay, well, that's...
Oh, my God, what a sack.
And there's my suck-up for the day.
Okay. Well, yeah, we weren't doing a brown nose bonanza show.
Oh, my God.
What? What's wrong with you?
Did he get his dress caught on the doorknob on the way out?
I don't know, but I don't think you're wearing that Peter Parka correctly.
I think I am.
Those should not be hanging down like that.
Just turn the cameras off.
That is so wrong.
It's upside down.
Dear God.
Which, wait, I figured it out.
Oh, gee. No, it doesn't go in there. Jeez.
The elastic is not very
helpful.
Look
at the directions for Christ. Oh, my God.
Does this thing, if this cuts off blood flow.
Jerry, would you like one of these? I bought one, got four free in the last
cruise.
Yeah,
sure. Bring it out. Bring it to Dima. We'll need it.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll need it.
It's like a cozy is what it is.
It's a koozie for your nether regions.
Koozie for your doozy.
Okay.
Come on.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What happened to me motor car? My bicycle is out on the sandbar. What happened to election day? The governor took that away. I could use a nice dry cigar. Ivan, blow them away, Ivan. Coming round the bay, Ivan, have no invitation.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That's the Barefoot Man. He obviously wrote a song about Hurricane Ivan that affected the Cayman Islands many years ago. Who knows if Hurricane Matthew is going to inspire another ditty, maybe from the Scuba Cowboy. No telling. All right, so a lot of people have been chiming in. I think it's only appropriate that we try to get to some phone calls that have dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
You've got
this
Scuba
is Alec,
Radio.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Who's this?
This is Greg, the Dive Master.
Who gave you this number?
You called and you called
gotta
us.
You got to respect my privacy, respect my family. Who is this?
This is Scuba Radio. You are live on the air. You say you're Alec Baldwin, do you?
Oh, that's right. I called you.
You did call me. So what would?
Never mind. Listen, is this a scuba radio?
This is scuba radio. Yeah,
you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, thanks. That means a lot. I think.
How'd it go with the hurricane? Everything go okay?
We made it through okay. We're here. We didn't lose power, internet, or anything. Obviously, the phones are working.
You know those spaghetti models? They're making me hungry. I was watching those spaghetti models on TV.
Yeah. Okay.
I told my wife, I said, pass the meatballs.
Pass the meatballs, you did, huh? Okay, if you say so.
But seriously, listen, I have a question for you. You guys talk about scuba diving, is that right?
We do, yes. That's why it's called scuba radio.
And earlier, were you not talking about jacks?
We were talking about what?
Jacks, the fish, jacks.
Oh, jacks. Yeah, I guess we were. It got brought up, yeah.
So I have a question about that.
Okay.
If a jack attaches himself to you while you're scuba diving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If a jack attaches himself, how do you get the jack off?
Oh, brother!
You just rub him vigorously out.
All right. I think we have we got to get to some other phone calls here. So
listen to me, Greg. Are you sitting there? You think you're so smart drinking your Starbucks? Is that what you're doing? You're drinking your Starbucks.
Know? How does he know I'm?
Put
drinking
the coffee
Starbucks?
Down. Coffee is for closers. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Coffee is for closers.
Closers. Ah. Okay, all right. Alec Baldwin evidently has dialed up. Let's just go. We got a big wave, Dave, Bubble Boy.
Do we? And I think right. Alec is a good mood for once.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what the hell that was. I apologize. All right, Dave is in Tampa, I believe. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. We're here in Tampa at the Sports Expo, telling people on the
screen. I have no idea what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, say it one more time, Dave. Give it another go.
Sure. Well, see, it's kind of like poor reception.
Yes.
Tampa at the Florida State Fairgrounds, having turned people into scuba at the Sportsman Expo.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that sounds like a fun time. Obviously, you guys weren't affected by the storm over there, were you? Or were you?
Well, just kind of wind and some rain made the setup interesting. And, of course, we couldn't put everything up so early this morning. The winds were not horrible, but just enough that we didn't want to blow things away. But today is a gorgeous day.
Perfect. Yeah, it is, actually.
Sun's out.
Yeah. Even here in Orlando. So I imagine it's even better over there in the Tampa area. So it's Florida Fairgrounds, and it's what event? What kind of event is it?
It's a Sportsman Expo. There's boats, fishing, guns, archery, spearfishing, and, of course, scuba. We got two of the best retailers in St. Pete's in Tampa. We got Woods and Water and Jim's Dive Shop here turning on people to scuba.
Perfect. All right. Well, that sounds good. And so Go Dive Now pool there. And by the way, it looks like we've gotten cleared to do my dive at the DEMA show on Wednesday. We're looking at 2 p.m. Will that work with your schedule, you think?
That should work. Yeah, we'll fit you in there somehow.
Yeah, we'll fit
you
in.
We'll put a weight belt around your neck, keep you underwater for a couple hours.
Okay, that makes me feel much more safe. On my first dive after open heart surgery. Let's put a weight belt around his neck and take him down, whether he likes it or not.
That doesn't sound safe.
I think
we'll make sure you got all your mermaid wear to carry all your scuba gear in, because we want you to be over your 10-pound.
There you go.
So. Yeah, okay. Well, good point. We'll do something that's probably inappropriate, and but at least photo-worthy. And that's really what it's all about, is to promote the fact that you can still dive despite life's challenges, and that's what we're going to try to execute there in Vegas in the middle of November. But let's see, you got Tampa this weekend, and then what do you got between now and Vegas time?
Well, going to be running down to Miami to Coconut Grove, where we've got a seafood fest. Wildland's coming out. We're going to have an awesome weekend promoting scuba to everybody.
That's next weekend, correct?
Yep, next Sunday.
All right, a week from tomorrow, you can check out the Go Dive Now pool there. And, Dave, you're there all day tomorrow as well, right, in Tampa for the show?
Correct. So anybody listening in the Tampa area, St. Pete area, come out, bring your swimsuit, check out scuba.
Perfect. All right, Dave, thanks for checking in, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll see you in Vegas in a few weeks.
Talk to you next weekend when I'm down in Coconut Grove.
There you go.
Or before.
Big Wave Dave. GoDiveNow.com. And you can find out where the Go Dive Now pool is going to be. All right. Well, we've learned a lot. Have we not, class?
Sure have.
It's impressive. I don't know how Alec Baldwin got our phone number, though.
That was weird.
You know, it never fails that I'm surprised, even after doing this show for 20 years, who is listening?
Well, you need a call screener is what you need.
Wait, Jerry said something. What?
He must have watched Sharknado 2.
You think that's what it is? You know, I did get a few emails from folks. Were they running some kind of film festival over the weekend on FX of
Maybe.
Sharknado? And because some other people had emailed me and said, "Hey, Greg, I saw you on TV again. How dare you? I'm scarred. I was scarred for life. I had just recovered from the first time I saw you."
Aw, that's not very nice.
Well, I don't know. As long as I have an effect on them, that's all that matters.
Great.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for this week's two-hour radio spectacular. Hopefully, you did pick up a few tidbits about all your favorite dive operators in the Caribbean that they fared well.
Go to the Bahamas and dive.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you can support them, and that's how you can have a good time. Taboo. Till next time, remember, though, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.